Hello, my name is Khalid Moose. I'm a program manager on the Azure Compute team. In this session, we're going to talk about building applications for the Azure Marketplace. So that's the title of this session, and that's a little bit about me. I've been on Azure for more than 2 years now, and prior to that, I was in the SQL DB, which is also a PaaS service for Azure. I've been Microsoft about 8 years. So in this session, we're going to talk about the following items. We're going to give an overview of the Azure Marketplace. We're going to talk about what is Marketplace. We're going to switch gears and talk about why use Azure Marketplace to sell your solutions. We're also going to talk about how to build and publish solutions on the Azure Marketplace. So we'll talk about some of the recommendations, some of the lessons learned. And then we're going to talk about some new capabilities we are introducing on the Azure Marketplace. So that's pretty much the agenda. So let's get started. So what is Marketplace? Marketplace is an online store for different applications. These are mostly certified third-party applications. They could be Linux, Windows-based solutions. They are easy to deploy. Just from a click of a button, you can launch an end-to-end multi-tier application right there from the UI. So about a year ago, when we announced Azure Marketplace, we had just a few of these solutions from Oracle, Barracuda, Semantics, and so on. Now we've got more than a couple hundred of these applications supported on Azure Marketplace. As you can see, the progress has been phenomenal in the last year since we launched Azure Marketplace. Now, the partners who are providing these solutions onboarded into Azure, they continue to maintain these solutions as new updates are available for their software. So as a user, you don't have to worry about taking a new update and stuff like that because the applications are already up to date. The other thing is, as partners onboard into the marketplace, they may add additional solutions, they may expand their ecosystem as well. In fact, just one example recently, we have just published a few of the Bitnami images, as you can see here, just in the last week or so, when Bitnami has launched just a few dozens of actually of these images that are currently live on the Azure Marketplace. These are trusted applications that developers and developer stacks that developers can use out of the box, so they can focus on their applications instead of building the stack end to end. Also, these are proven applications that are deployed today in several enterprise infrastructures, and these are also optimized for Azure, so you know when you run your applications on these, on top of these images, you know they're gonna work. So as you can see, the Azure Marketplace provides an easy ecosystem and expandable, and we'll talk a little more details and we'll show during the demo on how this works. So just to quickly recap, what are the customer benefits for using the Azure Marketplace? So it boils down to these core things, which is growing the ecosystem, as we mentioned, and if you've seen the progress in just in the last year, billing on your own terms. What this really means is you get one bill from Microsoft. So if you're running multiple applications, multiple services that are provided by vendors, you get one bill. You're not going to get multiple bills from different vendors. So it's a very simplified way to see all your consumption on Azure. This includes infrastructure as well as any third-party software that you may be running. Another advantage of using applications on the Azure Marketplace is you get an integrated consistent management. Regardless what the solution you're running, you're getting a consistent UI. Okay, and we'll demo that later on in the session. You can deploy multi-resource solutions just in a click of a button. Again, we'll take a look at what that means, but it's a very simplistic way of deploying complex solutions in just a matter of minutes. So instead of talking about the marketplace, let's actually show you the marketplace and see how it actually works. If I wanna go and just access the marketplace, I'm just gonna go to azure.com/marketplace. So this will take me directly into the Azure Marketplace. This will first thing expose kind of search control that I can go and search for application. As you can see here, the number of products we have. You can see the type of applications we support, as we talked about earlier, virtual machines, developer services, and so on and so on. So just to show you some of these. If you want to go and take a look at what kind of virtual machine solutions we have, you just go and see all. This will provide you with a little more advanced search capabilities. So you can see some of the featured applications we have. If you want to see all, then you can search and say you want to look at only Linux solution-based solutions, so you can filter that. If you want to look at only Windows-based solutions, you can filter that, and so on. If you are on MSDN and you want to see MSDN type solutions, and so on. So I selected both MSDN and Windows, but if you want to look at MSDN only, that's a way to do it. So let me unselect that. If I say I want to deploy one of these solutions, say I pick, you know, let's say a firewall, but I quit a firewall, I just click on it. It will take me to this screen where I can read a little more about this solution. I can see the options, whether it's BIOL or hourly. So let's say I don't have a license, I just want to provision this to use for a few hours, then I can go and create a virtual machine. This will take me directly into the portal. This is where you're going to need a subscription to be able to provision these resources. So it will launch the portal, and it will take me directly into the Barracuda Firewall blade. So I can say create. This will open up another blade, so I can enter some additional information about the solution. And then when I'm done, I can say purchase, and then the VM, in this case, it's a single VM virtual machine, will be provisioned. I'm not going to go through the full provisioning steps, but just to give you an idea on how you can easily go and deploy these type of solutions. So now we've just taken a look at what is Marketplace, how you use it, how you provision some of the applications right there from the Azure portal. Now we're going to switch gears and focus more if you are a publisher or a solution provider and you would like to provision and onboard solutions to the Marketplace. What does it take? So first, let's talk about why should you even care? So some of the advantages of putting your solutions into the Azure Marketplace is to offer solutions to all customers in all regions that are available on Azure. This will enable you as a startup or independent software vendor to publish and monetize these solutions on Azure. And as Azure grow in terms of regions, then your solutions can just sell in those regions as well. And currently, we already able to sell 80 on over 80 of these countries. It's a partner ecosystem with a single and unified platform. As you've seen in the previous demo, we've shown how the experience just looks consistent regardless of what solutions you use. It's better service for our customers and for partners, so it's a win-win. From a sales perspective, our Microsoft sales is also incentivized to go and sell these solutions on Azure, so you get the benefits of that as well. This is also a lot of discoverability is a key component, so your applications are discoverable to our end users. So it's easy to search, as we've seen, easy to purchase, and deploy. So all the benefits that we've seen that users get are benefits that publishers get as well, because it's easier to consume these solutions. And these solutions can vary from IaaS solutions, PaaS solution, platform as a service, or infrastructure as a service, or SaaS, software as a service based solutions. So next, what are the products that you can provision on Azure Marketplace? In this session, we're gonna focus on virtual machine IaaS and both single VM and multi-VM solutions. But you can also have solutions from machine learning services, data services, and APIs. I'm not going to cover in this session details about machine learning, data services, and API, but there is a reference there if you want to learn how to publish these type of solutions. But in this session, we're going to dig in into the virtual machine type solutions. So the first thing we want to talk about is what are the offers? So we provide several options in terms of offers that you can provide for your applications running on Azure. You can, if a customer already have a license, they can bring their own license into Azure and run the application. So that's what we call the BYOL offer, bring your own license model. We also provide free and free trials. So if you provide in free freeware type solutions, you can provide these solutions on Azure. There's no additional charge for customers running these applications. There's also a free trial where you may have a license model, but you provide a period where the software is free. But then after the trial period expires, then the user pays additional fees for running it. And then last, what we provide also is usage-based. This is pay per hour. So if the customer does not have a license but would like to run the software, they can pay per hour and pay only for what they need. So those are the ones that we support currently for the virtual machine type solutions. For other services, there's also the monthly, but it's not currently supported for virtual machine type solutions. From a customer perspective, they get different plans that correlates to these offers that are provided by the solutions. They've got the free, they've got the free trials, they've got the BIOL, hourly, and so on. And again, as we mentioned, the customer gets one bill that removes all the complications, and we explain all the details on the infrastructure usage as well as the additional software that they are running. And they get, you know, some nice graphs that show them, you know, their consumption for the last month and so on. So that's offers. Now let's talk about the Azure regions. So Azure has been expanding for the last several years, and we are currently in about 28 regions that are, you know, worldwide. From the US, we've got about six, you know, sub-regions or data centers in the US with Brazil, South America. We've got two in Europe and another four in Asia and Australia and Japan. So as you can see, the growth has been great. We're still expanding. What I'm showing here are the marketplace regions where you can publish these solutions too, the one marked in green. Then we have a few that are coming up, like the US Gov and China data center regions. Marketplace is not there yet, but that is something that is coming up. We also have a few regions that we've already announced, but they are not currently live, like the UK regions, as well as Canada and Germany. So as you can see, as Azure expands its regions, those solutions can now run on those regions as well. So as that will be a benefit. So let's dig in now into the publisher flow. So you want to publish an application, what do? So very straightforward in terms of the steps. So you build your applications, that's, you know, step one, assuming you may already have one. You can do the onboarding process, and then we'll explain a little more detail what that entails. Then you certify the application, you publish it, you start with publishing it in stage, and then if you're happy with it, then you push it to production. And at that point, you can be the happy marketing for your solution to your, you know, and our customers. So let's talk about the onboarding. So onboarding goes through these steps. You get nominated, you can fill up a simple form in Azure Certified. There's just a few questions. There's a review process that goes in place to take a look to see if the some basic criteria are met. There is some registration process that you need to go to officially register. And then you create the offer, and then you push solution to stage. Once the solution is in stage and tested, then it goes to production. So that's kind of the overall onboarding process. So the interface that the publisher will have to access or publish these solutions, there's two things that you need to be aware of. There is the publishing portal. This is where you actually publish and walk you through the through the flow on how you publish these solutions. Then for the registration, you can use the Dev Center, and the links are there. This is where you can register, and depending on the type of the solution or type of the applications, you pay a certain fee, and then you can get started. Once you register and start the publishing, there is a website that will, like a SharePoint site that will be created for you, so you can get enough documentation to get going with more details on the flow. So these are the type of virtual machine solutions that we support today. You can do a single virtual machine image. This is very simple, just creating a VHD with all the software built in. Not lots of configuration per se, everything is static. In the most part, you can just create an image and publish the image. You build some metadata on top of it, and then it can go and get published. If you want a little more configuration into the image, you can build a template on top of that image, and we'll talk a little more about what templates are. To provide you a little more flexibility on this image solution. If you have a multi-tier, more complex solution, you can build what we call a multi-VM solution through a template, and then that will provide a lot more flexibility on building multiple resources for these multi-tiers on these solutions. So let's for a single VM, this will be the experience. We went through some of the examples in the demo as well, but it's a very standard UI experience. Once you publish something like this, it will show some basic information about the solution, and then the blade for creating a VM will look similar across a very inconsistent way. So there's some basic information that the user needs to enter to provision the solution. For template-based solutions, this is where you build and provide more configuration into the solution. So let's talk about what templates are. So this would be a good time to cover this. So what templates are basically a model that will allow you to define your application. And this application can be multi-tier, like I'm showing here in this example. You may have a like a website, multi-tier application with a front-end and the back-end SQL, MySQL database, and then a bunch of virtual machines doing kind of the worker role type processing. So you define this model templates, and this is the definition for your application. These templates are either points when you redeploy them, you only deploy the new stuff, or if there's no changes, then the deployment stays as is. It simplifies the overall orchestration for your application, simplifies the rollback, provide cross-resource configuration and updates and support. These templates are basically just a source file that can be checked in and can have version control. You can specify all the resources and dependencies on them. You also support parameterized input and output for your application. So let's take a look at some examples of these templates so you get an idea, and then we'll talk about how you can move from deploying these templates to actually moving them into the marketplace. So now let's take a look at the demo. Now let's take a look at examples on these templates and how we can deploy them. So first thing, I can go to azure.com and go to the top here, look for resources and templates. So this will provide me with a quick start templates search. I can look at the full list, or I can search for specific items I'm looking for. Let's say I'm looking for like a Splunk type solution. I can click on it. It will take me to the templates details for this solution. I can look at the little bit description about what this solution does. I can look at the parameters it takes, and how to actually deploy it through PowerShell or command line Azure CLI. If I want to deploy this template, I can go and deploy it from here. I can also take a look at GitHub and learn more about this template if I want. So this will take me here to the GitHub location for that particular template. In this case, I had Cloudera open, for example. I can take a look at the details on all the files, and I can go from here and make contributions into the template if I find any improvements that I would like to propose. So you can go, as I mentioned, from here and deploy a particular template like this one. This will open up a portal and will provide you with some of the options to enter all the parameters. But experience is not going to be ideal. You'll have to go and fill up a bunch of the parameters to in a kind of flat list type thing to deploy this solution. So this is not ideal, not very user friendly in most cases, but for like a dev test situation, this may be okay. But we've taken these templates, some of these templates, and our partners have onboarded these templates into the Azure Marketplace. So the overall experience for the user becomes a lot easier to manage. So for example, if I want to show a particular solution through the portal, I can go here. Let's say I had something already cooked up here for Cloudera solution. I can say, so I'm logged into the portal now. I can go to computes. I can go to the list of all solutions that we have in the marketplace. Let's say the Cloudera is the one I want to deploy. I can go here, take a look at the details about it. I can do create. It will open up the blade for me to configure this solution, some username, password, and where I want to deploy this to, its subscription, resource group, etc. So this flow will help me get going with the solution and deploy it in an easy way. I'm not going to go in the demo and fill up all the fields, but I've already done this before the session starts. So I have configured, for example, a deployment for Cloudera. So if here, as you can see, some information I can provision, and then I do OK. It will kick in some validation for these templates. So as you can see here, doing final validation to make sure everything is good. It will check whether you have enough cores on your subscription to be able to deploy the solution. Once the validation is passed, I can say OK, and then it will take me to the buy option so I can read a little bit about, you know, kind of the cost, the term of use, and then if I'm happy with it, I can do create. And at this point, the provisioning of the solution will start. So it will take you here, take a few minutes for the solution to provision. So as we've seen in the demo, we've walked over how you can build these templates, how you can deploy them, the options of deploying them. And then we've seen how easy it is once you actually onboard these template solutions into the marketplace, how it becomes even a consistent and easy to deploy experience. Now, if you want to get started, there is a lot of documentation out there that will help you to onboard your solutions. There's some references here. A few things to keep in mind. If you are building a multi-tier solution that you need to use a custom image that you built, and you don't necessarily want to expose that image, you can hide that image. But there is a lot of other information that is available once you actually start the onboarding process. There will be a lot of links to the documentation that you can use as references as you go. Now, over the last few months, as we onboarded several partners, we've also been learning new things. So we've been putting some of these learnings and best practices into the following link. These can range from security best practices on how you do authentication, some of the image reference management, how you keep track of the API versions, and how you can avoid some of the pitfalls in terms of avoiding them collisions and so on. So this is not a full list, but if you go to the link, that will show you, and we update as we learn these best practices, so it will make your onboarding process easier over time. So please check this link so you can get more information about these, so to ensure that your provisioning and onboarding into the Azure Marketplace goes smoothly. Support, if you need help, you can just from the publishing portal, just log in and open an incident so you can get support. So there's gonna be a team, they can create a ticket for you, and then they can help you on getting unblocked if you run into any issues during the onboarding process. So last thing I wanted to cover is something we are about announcing, we call Test Drive. The name might change, but the idea is we wanna enable our customers to rapidly evaluate pre-configured virtual machines on Azure. This is really designed for a quick evaluation and demo or POC type environments without needing to purchase anything. So imagine an environment that is already set up with a set of solutions that you can just go and log in, take a look at the solution, see if it works, and if you like it, then you can go and commit into purchasing the solution on Azure. So this is going to be in preview. It's not live in terms of preview publicly, but it's not yet available generally. But you should expect more information on this program in the next few weeks. So with that, I want to add another slide with references. If you need more information, if you have additional questions, you can reference these links, and we'll get you going and onboarding new solutions into the Azure Marketplace. With this, I'm going to wrap up. Thank you very much for watching this section. On behalf of the team, I thank you very much, and take care.